Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Yesterday, I said that elections have consequences, and that's as true for city council elections as it is for presidential elections. Case in point. Last night, the Helena City Council voted 3-2 to remove language from that city's so-called non-discrimination ordinance that barred men from using women's bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers. The language was originally placed in the city code as a compromise to allow the non-discrimination ordinance, or NDO, to pass. We correctly predicted that it would just be a matter of time before the left returned to the council asking that the language be removed. We've said all along that having men in women's changing facilities is nothing less than a victimization of women and girls, and now organizations from the left are starting to acknowledge the same thing. Many of you recall President Obama's transgender mandate that threatened to withhold Title IX funding from any school that refused to allow boys who think they're girls into girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, showers, and even hotel rooms when sports teams travel. The outcry was immediate, loud, and sustained. The Montana Family Foundation commissioned a poll and found that 62% of Montana voters opposed the directive, while only 29% supported it. In the group of parents with children in 2nd to 8th grade, those in opposition rose to 83%. 20 states sued, including Montana Attorney General Tim Fox, and one of those cases is now before the U.S. Supreme Court. The case, known as Gloucester County School Board versus GG, revolves around a girl who thinks she's a boy and wants to use the boys' high school restroom. The school board said that she could use a single stall restroom, but that wasn't good enough, and she sued. The court is currently accepting amicus briefs, and this is where it gets interesting. It's said that politics makes strange bedfellows, and that's certainly true in this case. Our partner organization, the Family Policy Alliance, has submitted an amicus brief jointly with an organization called WOLF, the Women's Liberation Front. Talk about strange bedfellows. FPA is a Christian organization dedicated to life, God's design for marriage, and the belief that God designed men and women separately and distinctly and in His image. WOLF, on the other hand, believes in radical feminism, abortion on demand, homosexuality, and same-sex marriage. The two organizations could not be more different, and yet, they both believe that gender identity, prostitution, and pornography are damaging to women and girls. Kara Dansky, a WOLF board member, said in a recent interview that the left has basically sold out women on these issues, and she believes the Obama mandate severely weakens gains made by women under Title IX. Autumn Leva, policy director for FPA, made an interesting point. She said that if we play this argument all the way out, the most remarkable and shocking consequence of this case would be that if we define woman to mean any man who identifies as a woman, then there's really no such thing as women in the law at all. This is what happens when political correctness is allowed to run amok. If two organizations as different as FPA and WOLF agree on this issue, then it's safe to say that it's a bad idea for everyone involved. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.